Michelle, how do people get to your show? How do they get to your social media? Because your show's on fire.
Michelle Swimmick is joining me now tonight, live from Arizona. Hi, Michelle. How are you tonight?
I am excellent, Brandon. How are you?
Michelle Swinnick, you're a fire brand.
Hey, it is Friday, October 27th. It has been 353 days since the most fraudulent, corrupt, rigged, mismanaged, incompetent, deceitful, chaotic, tyrannical, malfeasance, maladministration, disenfranchising, and voter suppression our country has ever had, with the worst being right here, the pits of hell. Right here. Look at the flag. Upside down, still mayor, corruption, county, anarchy, Arizona. It was an administrative insurrection. Remember that phrase, administrative insurrection, and no one has told you the truth. No one has told you the truth, but they have grifted hundreds of millions, if not billions of dollars off of election integrity, which is not a thing. That is a lie, everybody. They stole your sacred right to choose your representatives through your votes. Yep, they sure did. Your elections mean nothing. You do not control the results. Your vote doesn't match the results. Oh my goodness, we're going to talk about that today. Of course, they did it in the 2022 primaries, the 2020 general election, and the 2020 primaries. And now we have mail-in only elections here in Arizona. And people are surprised when they get 45 ballots to their house. Nothing has been done for 12 months. What do you expect, people? Fraudulent elections allow demons to control your lives, destroy our country, and give them free reign to sex slave traffic and rape, sacrifice, and torture, and murder children. Which, why is anybody talking about this? But they're like, yay, Israel, let's help them. What about the 2 million children around the world? You know, the number is much higher. They get raped 10 to 15 times a day. 85% of the ones that do that are right here in America. Let's help Ukraine. Let's help Israel. We have no border. All right, today's guest is Ray Michaels. He's the chair of LD8, my good buddy, grassroots50.com. We're going to give you more Devil State of Arizona updates and the five-point plan. Yes, five. Count it. 5-point plan to take back America. 130 days to ban the voting machines and take back your unconstitutional elections, or America is officially dead. That's right. Muerte. Adios. Adios. You go the other way from the border. It's time to stop being slaves, people. All political power is inherent in the people. Grab your pen and paper, put on your common sense caps. Mine is over there. And grab your phone, text your friends, put on that belt of truth. Tell them to tune in, join savemyfreedom.us.eu. Savemyfreedom.us? Yes, during the break, subscribe. We'll be right back.
It's about 2 a.m. here in Darien Province, Panama. I'm looking at some of the footage that we've taken over the last week in the jungle. Of course, I've spent many months down here in the Darien Gap over the last 2.5 years or so. And so you can see on this day, roughly 167 boats came in filled with, you can see how many people are there per boat. This is just one of the routes. Many of the people are sick. Actually, Ben Berkwam and Oscar Blue are now very sick. Matt Tomlin is very sick. Ann Vandersteel is not sick. And you can tell I've got some very low-level symptoms. So, actually, Ben Berkwam and Oscar Blue and Matt Tomlin are very healthy men. Yet, when they've come out with these aliens, they've gotten sick 3 times now, the last 3 trips. Something's going wrong. And many of these aliens are fighting each other, even killing each other and raping each other at times. We don't know who they are. They're headed to the United States. Right now, coming through the Darien Gap, maybe 3,000 to 4,000 per day. 82,000 last month, but that number is clearly increasing. So here it goes, a total wartime invasion.
If you don't want to eat GMOs and pesticides in your storable food, choose organic, lab-tested storable food solutions from the Health Ranger store. We are the only emergency food manufacturer in the world that subjects each of our ingredients to rigorous laboratory testing that covers herbicides, heavy metals, aflatoxins, identity testing, and bacteria tests, including E. coli, salmonella, yeast, and mold. At healthrangerstore.com, you'll find certified organic, lab-tested, freeze-dried fruits, microalgae superfoods, protein powders, and supplements. We offer emergency first aid colloidal silver products made with Texas rainwater, and our Ranger buckets feature an impressive assortment of organic storable food items professionally vacuum sealed in heavy-duty bags that are stacked in rugged buckets for long-term storage. Check out our preparedness foods, supplements, personal care, and emergency first aid products at healthrangerstore.com.
Hello, I'm Dr. Hochsi. Men, when things hit the fan, don't be crying in the closet with your wife and daughters. They're counting on you to lead them and to be a man who's physically fit, mentally sharp, and spiritually strong. At the Hochsi Health and Wellness Center, this is what we help you become. God has given your body amazing restorative powers to heal itself. We're in the business of transforming lives naturally. We've developed an 8-point treatment regimen, which includes healthy eating, vitamins and minerals, and hormone replacement, including testosterone. Become the man God wants you to be. Our program for men will help you put a tiger back in your tank so you can protect your family during these trying times. Contact us at the Hochsi Health and Wellness Center for a complimentary wellness consultation. Get your energy back so we can take our country back.
Show on a whole planet, flat earth. That's the flat earth's favorite show. So that is Jesus Rocks, hosted by the godly and grateful Lucy DeGrazia, connecting current events and real history with the truth of God. That's right, real history. The episode this week that is airing on Brighteon TV at 9:30 a.m. Eastern Time, 6:30 a.m. Pacific Time, is episode 419. Don't assume, A-S-S-U-M-E, don't assume the word things we believe in the Bible that are not. That was from December 14th of 2022. I'm not even going to say it's going to sound like we recorded it this morning, because this one, it's getting worse that every time I listen to these shows, I'm like, a year ago, 14 months ago, it's crazy. So yeah, tune into that one. And you can also catch the live or the on demands, always on a Rumble. And I repost them when I post this show again, it'll be a number sign. And I was going to be like probably 200, 201, somewhere in there, or JesusRocksLive.com, JesusRocksLive.com. Her verse of the week, she's got two verses this week, Matthew 12:30. Anyone who isn't with me opposes me, and anyone who isn't working with me is actually working against me. That'll apply later, the 5-point plan. And John 14:6, Jesus told him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one can come to the Father, except through me. All righty, slap up number 400. Let's get this show on the road. We're going to change the format a little bit today because we got lots to share. We're going to slow it down. Slow it down like that. So you got to stand up, speak up, show up, pray, plan, and take action, everybody. It is time. It is time. You need to turn back and take back. That's right. Turn back and take back. You're going to turn back to God, and you're going to take back we're going to take back Arizona. And we're going to do that together, everyone. Even if you're not here, we need your help. We take back Arizona. We take back America, and the unconstitutional elections. Yes, they are. So you're going to get the God portion over there from Jesus Rocks. You can pick any of the 23 episodes, JesusRocksLive.com. That's going to give you the tools to you need to win the spiritual battle and the ground game battle. And then you're going to head over to the Rumble channel. Rumble, Save My Freedom. Save My Freedom on the Rumble channel. And then, of course, if you go to SaveMyFreedom.us, it all has the tabs up there. And it'll say Jesus Rocks. It'll say Rumble. It'll say Shows on Demand. It'll say Live Shows, because all those websites are tuned in and wrapped into there. So you're heading on over to the Rumble. You're going to go to the Rumble, and that's where we put all the videos, the other people's shows. We put segments and all the things in the Take Action Toolkit. Get there first. All the live shows are there. Then they're on demand. And when they have a number sign, that means it's the standalones. Otherwise, I let them rip on a loop for a week, because I want to make sure everybody's getting the content. And they have two Rumble channels on there right now. So the one show that's running right now is episode 196, which is Daniel and Joseph Grimm. That's Daniel Wood, Joseph Grimm, talking about their court case. And I'm going to give you some updates on that you're going to go, you know what? These people are shady. I mean, the court system, they're all corrupt. Meanwhile, the whole, I'll save that for when we get to that part. All right. So I need to thank everybody. I need to thank all the people that are carrying the show. And again, on the Rumble, what I want you to do is share these segments, share these shows, share other people's shows that we were putting up there. It's all part of the Arizona and America Corruption Exposed Take Action Toolkits. It's a whole series. And we're going to be, I'm going to add some whole bunch of really cool stuff that I was sent this week to put on this weekend. And I'm telling you, if you go through the episodes, I know there's a lot of them, but you're going to have everything you need. You're going to have everything you need to get pissed off and get on the battlefield and have the knowledge from the spiritual side and from the ground game. All right, so we've got a special thank you to, of course, Brighteon TV, Brighteon Radio, Conservative Television America, Right America Media, The Flame USA, Your News, Frank's Beach, Brandenburg News Network, The Patriot Party News. Thank you, Alice. And the grassroots50.com. That's Ray. He's coming on right now. Patriots, Helping Patriots Network. Jody, Grassroots Warrior Network. That's Kevin, GRWN, and the Freedom First Network, my buddy over there, Jeff Dornick. All right. So we are ready. We're going to do a working show. We're going to slow it down. We're going to bring up Mr. Ray Michaels, LD Chair 8. Remember, we do not say complete sentences or words here in Arizona. It's Legislative District 8. Ocho, Ray. Where's Ray? Bring on Ray. There's my friend, Ray.
Hello, Michelle. How are you?
Oh, I'm in fuego. We had our LD, Legislative District Meeting 3 last night, and Ray helped us tremendously because Ray, literally, he knows these Robert's rules. And I could tell you, I was listening to his explanations, and I said, you know what? I'm just going to let someone else take that category. I don't want to learn it. I will follow the people that I believe are smart, and we'll move on from there. Let the experts do the experts thing, everybody. Just know enough to be dangerous. Other than that, it's just, whoa. So thank you, Ray, for doing that. Very smart man. Yeah. Every time he comes to these meetings, I'm so much more impressed. I'm like, So he's got his Hawaii shirt on.
And aloha, aloha. You know, I'll take Robert's Rules of Order for 500, please.
You would win 5 million, okay? He's not good at it. You need to do it like on the side and get paid for it because you're that good.
There's so much. Lots of things going on, as you know. I mean, you were there. You had a chance to speak, and I think everybody was so pleasantly surprised. I heard so many great comments about, oh my gosh, Michelle has everything under control. And I said, no, she knows what to do, but she needs your help. And that's why it's so very important that everybody does exactly what you tell them to do. And I know you got a lot of things to share today, and especially your 5-point plan. I'm just excited to hear what you got to say.
See, what a guy, right? What a guy. He's not even reading the cue cards I sent him yet. Okay, so that's good. But yes, it's all about everybody getting behind Arizona and Arizona getting behind the plan and these take action items. Now, this has been a compilation of literally 14 months of being in this ridiculous battle with the elections and what works and the fact that I did investigate the elections, 11 months of this of my life, right? Remember, the cost out of pocket, zero. So I don't want to hear anybody that says the word election integrity, asks you for a dollar, don't care what position, or the fact that they're not talking about it. They're not talking about our corrupt and fraudulent election process that's nationwide. Every single one of them, liars, grifters, and frauds. I don't care if you like them because no one has done their job. Nobody. State, national, whatever. Okay, guys? So we're going to get into that. But first, Ray, I want to share the Martin Luther King thing because I want to start off on a powerful note for everybody. Okay? This is actually cool. Okay, right. This is actually cool. All right, so pull up graphic number 28. This is Martin Luther King Jr. Now remember, I told you I came across this gold mine of a location here in Maricopa County last week that has all of these amazing artifacts, historic artifacts, okay? So I went back over there on Monday. I went back over there on Thursday. I'm going back over there Sunday. Do you see how excited I am? And I'm going to share these things with you because it's important. So this is the original speech that Martin Luther King gave on August 28, 1963, the I Have a Dream speech. And it's not in a frame yet because they just got it. So they haven't put it in the special frames.
That's an actual copy, right?
Well, they had six copies of the speech. This is the only one in a private collection. There's four at universities, one at either it's in New York. It's either at a museum or one of those places where they house documents that's for public display. And this is the only one in public, in a private collection. So I'll tell you the quick story, and I need to, because I'm watching the clock, because I'm going to try to get it all of this stuff in today. So what's cool about this is the guy, my new friend, Steve, so he was reading the speech. He was reading the speech, and then he said what had happened was, and he stopped when he got to like three quarters of the way through. Now, if you notice, the speech isn't very long at all, right? So he gets three quarters of the way through, and he stops, and he says, well, you know, it's August, and it is Washington, D.C., so it's hot and humid, and the people had gotten there earlier, and the people that put the event together didn't really like Martin Luther King Jr., so they stuck him at the end of the day. So it's 3:30 in the afternoon. These people have been all there all day, and they're losing the audience. They're not really paying attention. So his friend that travels with him and has worked with him for years, I don't remember the guy's name, he yells out, tell him about your dream. So Martin Luther King stops reading the speech, goes into the whole I have a dream portion, which is not in the original speech, comes back, gives the close and the last sentence. So he hands me the third page and I'm holding the speech and he says, read the last sentence. So I was like, okay, this is cool, right? So I'm going to read it to you guys. Let us work and march in love and stand tall together until that day has come when we can join hands and sing, free at last, free at last. Thank God Almighty, we are free at last. So this is the guy who yelled out, tell him about your dream. This is his version, his copy of the speech, which is now in that private collection. So bring back up Ray, please. So pretty cool, huh? Right?
That's very, very cool. And, you know, those are the stories that really bring history to life. You know, because we think that these are just actors, they're reading a script. And, you know, when you realize that these things happen, and what do you remember about the speech? I have a dream. You call it the I have a dream speech, yet it was never even in the speech. Hey, I wanted to ask you a question. I know that you know the answer. Did you know that the Constitution in all the states are interchangeable and that they're protectors and guidelines for each and every one of the other states? So if you have one state that says these are your rights, that the other states can say those are our rights too, because we are the United States. Were you aware of that?
Yes, Ray. Remember, I've been getting private tutor lessons from Daniel Wood since May, and sometimes it's like 10 hours a week. So yes, I have yet another secret weapon, like I do Lucy DeGrazia with the faith stuff. So otherwise, if he wouldn't have told me that, I wouldn't have known. So I know that the audience doesn't know that either.
So given that, for your audience, because I know they want to know, where does all political power come from?
Oh, cue. Leave Ray up. Get rid of me. Pop up graphic 22, please, Hunter. He's good. He's got the segue. He just got up. No, I want to see Ray. He's going to deliver this one. He's gonna pop in 22 that people need to see 22.
Listen,
22 in Ray. 22.
Arizona Ray. Constitution, Article 2, Section 2. Political power, purpose of the government. All political power is inherent in the people, and governments derive their powers from the consent of the governed and are established to protect and maintain individual rights, not collective rights. Individual rights, so very important.
Yeah, and one other thing is that we always say the consent of the governed, and there we go, the consent of the governed, the consent is what the legislators, the administrators give, the people that work for the government, they give consent when they give their oath. They're given the consent to be governed. Remember, we are a free people. Our rights came from God. They gave us dominion over land. That's why the machines are named Dominion. And look on the back there. It says God, people, laws, government, corporation. God and people. So we are not giving consents. They give consents. They are the governed. Make that very, very clear. All right.
You know, a lot of people don't understand that. And if you lose that, I love what you have behind there. God, people, laws. That's the laws of nature. And nature is God. The government, which we established our government by our Constitution. That's what establishes the government, and then corporations, everybody underneath. So if you are governed, it means you are below the government. We are not governed. We are a free people. We only abide by the laws of nature. Nature's God, similar to what is called common law. And if you look in the Constitution in Arizona and in the United States, all courts are under common law, but most people don't know that either.
Well, and the problem is all the courts, they function in administrative law. That's why when Daniel filed his court case, he filed in a judicial court of record. Okay, judicial court of record. I saw that up. No, I took that down. Judicial court of record. But yet the court system functions in administrative law because they know that takes away the power of the people. So it's a whole different court system. That's why we continually lose. That's why it's a very dangerous system because it's all about statutes. That's why they reference case law. There's nothing. Oh, go back to the Constitution. See, that's how we're getting, shall I say, hosed people. Yeah.
Well, I think, Michelle, think of it this way. And I'm sure everybody's seen these court programs on TV. If not, you've been in court and you see that. Anytime the jury walks into the courtroom and they say, all rise, every single person in that courtroom rises, including the judge, because the judge knows that the people or the jury are above him as well.
Yes, that's a whole nother show. So we're not going to even go down that road because there's so much to share. And once you understand what some of those words mean, it's fascinating. Like when you cross the bar and what the bar really means. And that's my favorite part. That's the David Strait stuff that he brought up years ago that I learned about. We're not going to go there today. So what I want to do is jump back over to the Board of Supervisors, because you remember last Wednesday, the Board of Supervisors, the SOBs, as Denise Babayan would say, And there was some problems down there. Ray went ahead and delivered a cease and desist. But before we do that, since we're going to be talking about holding these people accountable, and we were talking about the people have the power, I want to play a video first of what Denise's speech is, because this is the things you guys need to be doing. It's going to their meetings and holding them accountable all across the country. But again, it needs to be in numbers. You know, when Leslie's doing a great job coordinating everybody to go down to the Mayor Corruption County Board of Supervisors, but when there's only 10 people and you've got five literal demons sitting on the panel, and you go and you're saying, you need to do this, it's very, I'm a demon, I'm not going to listen to you guys. But if there's 50, or there's 500, big difference. Again, we the people hold all the power, all the political power is inherent in the people. All right, video number one. This is from last Wednesday.
We've got surveillance that's being passed so that they can notice everything about us. Now you're going to break the HEPA law. I mean, there's actual laws that are being violated in this.
So as a registered nurse of 34 years, I will tell you that this is completely overreach for the government. There's never a time that personal, very private information of a patient should be divulged to the government in any way, shape, or form. And that's what you're asking. It's one thing to ask for the number of, like, suicides, for example, or the number of a certain disease process that we're following, but you should never be asking for personal private information from those people. It's overreach. And governments derive their powers from the consent of the governed. The governed are you, not us. We're governing you. You're supposed to be there to protect our rights. The snickering that I see, and the hee-hee, and the laughing, and the comments, and trying to get us to stop saying certain words or addressing people's names, it's so wrong. You guys aren't up here on a pedestal, and we're not down here below as peasants. We're the people, and you're people also, but we elected you to serve us, and you guys forget that every time you come in this room, just by the sarcasm that comes out of your mouths. The faces, the snickering, you, and you especially, Steve, and Tom, I see this, and Bill Gates. I just wish that you guys would consider just a little bit what we're saying, because you guys are really disliked, and you're not disliked because we dislike you as people. What we dislike is, I don't know you as people. What we dislike is that you swore an oath to serve us, and you're not doing that.
Go ahead and comment on that and then give him the cease and desist.
Very, very well said. Very, very well said. You know, there's been a machine that's been built year after year after year, and it is this massive machine now, and we are trying to take apart this one little item at a time. I do think that they feel that they have a superiority over the people, that they have been put in that position to make rulings and make judgments on behalf of us, but I don't really think they're taking our best interests in mind. They should be listening a lot more than talking. And I don't know if they truly understand that we, the people, are able to form governments. We're able to change them, to alter them, and to abolish them, just as it says in the Declaration of Independence.
So do you want to give the cease and desist update, and then I want to play the Leslie
video,
because Leslie deserves that. And I want everyone to know that the videos that you see on these clips, Arizona First, they've been doing a great job helping us out and getting us these clips. So you could subscribe to them on YouTube, Rumble, all the social media channels. That's Arizona First. So I want to say special thank you for that, because obviously we have no budget and we don't have multi-millions of dollars like Carrie Lake and Wendy Dodgers and all these people who are doing nothing to help you, doing nothing to take back Arizona and America. But yeah, they have millions of dollars. So we rely on the volunteers to go ahead and help us with the video. So thank you, America First. All right, go ahead, Brian.
You know, the thing that I think about is carte blanche, right? They feel that they have carte blanche to do whatever they can. Unfortunately, Arizona statutes, which they are under, is very specifically gives them what they can and can't do. And what they've done recently is they, in the statute, it says that they shall appoint precinct committeemen from a list given to them by the county chairs of each political party. And what they've been doing is holding off. It doesn't say they can hold off. It doesn't say that they can suspend or they can take their time. It says that they shall from that list. So what they've done is they've taken some information from, I don't really want to say that they're disgruntled, but they're concerned LD chairs that don't necessarily want to stay within the family of their political party. And they came to them for support. Well, freely, they said, you know what, we're going to go ahead and take extra powers that we don't have given us by the legislature through statutes. And they created this 5-page document that they want us to abide in. So I provided a cease and desist for them to not only not take additional powers that is not granted to them in statute by the legislature, but also cease and desist from withholding appointments for the PC appointments. And precinct committeemen, or PCs, what they do is they represent their community, their neighborhood, their precinct in their legislative district. And it's important to have that position because now they can attend the state convention for the county, which then they can participate in the state convention for the state party. By withholding those PC appointments, they're not allowing us to represent the people in our community, which is, in a way, it's election interference. And I pointed that out in the cease and desist. I did call the Maricopa County attorney. I left several messages for them. Up to this point, I have not received a response, but they were to comply as of last Monday of this week. And, you know, it just builds it. So since then, we've collected about another 50 of these cease and desist. These are names. People are signing them. They are notarized under penalty of perjury that this is what they want as we the people. So we're going to be presenting that to them next week. Hopefully we'll get some sort of resolution early part of next week, and we can present that during public comment at the BOS meeting. That's going to be next Wednesday.
See, people, they know that we don't hold them accountable, so they don't follow the law. And they do whatever they want. And that's got to end, because you don't have a country right now, because for what, 30 years, we've not participated and we've let them run amok. And now we're cleaning up the mess, but we don't have a lot of time. Again, there's 130 days in order to take the country back, because you got to get rid of these machines and you got to hold these people accountable, and you can cut them off with the money sources, right? Because all these people are running for re-election. Reselection, shall I say. So watch the clock, Ray, because Ray hates my clock.
I know.
It's my clock.
Hey, I'll tell you one thing real quick. Just imagine a massive building that is built one brick at a time. We can do it and go there and take one brick at a time. But if we have 50 people each taking a brick at a time, we're going to dismantle this a lot quicker.
And what I'm going to do is I'm going to get I have the copy of the cease and desist. I'm going to add that in the Substack for the 5-point plan. And if anybody wants to go ahead and do that and get that over to Ray, we can email it to him. I'll put all that information in there, and then they'll have that for Wednesday. And then we'll play Leslie's little clip, or the clip when we come back from the break. Go during the break, go to savemyfreedom.us. I need you to subscribe. Remember, I have no hat on, so I'm going to go savemyfreedom.us. Go subscribe, because that way you'll get the Substacks and you'll get all this information, because it's going to come out like a floodgate, even more so than what we've done before. And it's time to get everybody on this battlefield. I can't make it more clear on how important it is, because you have 130 days until the Super Tuesday, which is the first state primaries where you're going to have machines at those elections. And if you have voting machines and the primaries start to take off, it's going to be hard to stop a runaway train. And I can tell you right now, Trump's already lost 2024. So if you want to take your country back, you have 135 days to join us and get your butts in gear. All right, go go subscribe during the break. We'll be right back.
Looks like you've been sleeping well.
Megan, he's back. The My Pillow guy.
And you're looking good.
Still feeling good.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, we've got the best pillow ever, My Pillow 2.0. When I invented My Pillow, it had everything you'd ever want in a pillow. Well, now there's new technology that makes it even better. My Pillow 2.0 has my patented fill combined with a cooling fabric with temperature regulating thread. My Pillow 2.0 is truly the next generation of My Pillow.
The best sleep just got even better. Whether you have a MyPillow or not, you need to get the brand new MyPillow 2.0. Call or go to MyPillow.com now. Use your promo code, and for a limited time, when you buy one, you'll get a second one absolutely free.
You're sleeping even better.
And cooler, too.
And you're looking good.
Feeling good.
I knew you would.
Visit MyPillow.com.
The Brighteon store understands the importance of getting all the nutrients you need to support the healthy functions of your body. Our nutrient-dense superfoods and supplements can help nourish your body and promote your optimal health and well-being. 100% customer satisfaction guarantee on all purchases. You deserve the best. Brighteonstore.com. Support this amazing platform and amazing Patriots for Humanity.
Use promo code HOME at checkout for additional savings.
Hello, I'm Steve Stern, CEO of Flagshirt.com, a third-generation, veteran-owned small business. I believe that the American way of life is for all of us. I'm asking you today to visit Flagshirt.com. Help keep the American dream alive. Be a flag waver. Carry a nation's heritage. Use coupon code HOME10 for 10% off site-wide and buy a flag shirt today.
Democracy.
From misinformation poses a threat to our nation's health.
Climate change is an emergency.
Democratic socialism.
Codify everyone's right to choose.
Hell yes, we're going to take your AR-15.
Point plan because the microphones are on. So you got a little preempted preview, but let's go back to the commercials and the partners that we have on the platform. Again, these are patriotic companies, and these are the companies you need to support if you're going to be buying stuff. I'm not asking you to buy anything that you don't want to buy, that you don't need to buy. But since you're going to be not supporting candidates and politicians anymore, you're going to have a lot of money because that's part number one. We're going to get to that in a second. We do the 5-point plan. So when you do buy, take a little extra time, go to our marketplace. We put together great products and services from patriotic-owned companies, some patriotic gear, and from companies that actually don't hate you. So if you go over to SaveMyFreedom.us or AZ Saves America, you're going to end up, you click the Marketplace tab, and then you're going to get over to the Marketplace. That actually is the Marketplace tab, and all the products and services are there. You've got My Pillow, which is Mike Lindell, right? And those, he's got great product. He's got huge discounts now. It's like they're selling everything. Then next thing you know, they're going to have Mike Lindell for sale, but who cares? As long as you can get a discount, it doesn't matter, right? And it tells you the promo codes on there, not to mention if you click on the banners for everything, it takes you to... takes you directly to the website. And, you know, if you watch some of his stuff, they'll say, oh, if you pick the pick the panel that has Mike with the headphones. You get a special discount for radio and podcast. I've been using that for the people that click on this website. Like, you click on that, it goes automatically, that one. I've done it for 2 years already. So you guys were getting discounts you didn't even know, and you just, other people are finding out now. So anyway, go check that out, and then you've got My Patriot Supply, which is your preparedness foods, because you're going to need that. Look at your health and wellness. You got the My Store. You got the Brighton Store. You got the Health Ranger Store. You got Artist. You got Zeb Salenko Z-Stack. Remember, Ann takes that. She doesn't get sick. Goes down in the jungle. And the Gary and Darian Gow. All the boys are sick. Ann's like, I am fine. I am strong. Hear me, woman. Hear me roar. Got to keep your health up because they're coming after you in all different directions. mRNAs and all the stuff. The chemtrails. The water. They're killing, trying to kill us. You got the flag shirt. I don't have one on today because I was trying to change it up. Flag shirt is Steve Stern, my buddy, my partner over there. Flag shirt is homo. Homo code. As Lucy says, she calls it homo. You mean homo promo when I had everything homo? That's the name of the show, Everything Home. She called it Everything Homo. Thanks, Lucy. That's really nice of you. So it's promo code. It's home10 for the flag shirt. But my favorite is show. Give them the special discount that I got for everybody who's working hard to take back America's through Patriot Mobile. So Patriot Mobile saved myself $78 a month. So I encourage you to go look at the pricing. Call them. You talk to, remember I talked to that lady for 45 minutes last week, was telling her about all the treats I saw in the house with the Declaration of Independence because Lucy didn't pick up the phone. So the lady from Patriot Mobile got the earful. But pull up Patriot Mobile, which is number 13. Not only do you get free activation if you change, they are the only wireless Christian company. They support the few nonprofits that are legitimate in the country and other faith-based organizations. And if you use promo code Precinct, you get 10% off your bill. Again, I save $78. My bill is $38 a month. It's so nice to save some money. See, not only are we giving you this, the tools to win the spiritual battle, we're giving you tools to win the ground game battle, to take back your country. And I'm literally saving you money on something you already have the service for because you can keep your same service provider like I have Verizon. All right. And there's a whole bunch of new ones like the beef guy that I'm going to stick on there, freedomfirstbeef.com. Get 15% off promo code to save my freedom. So some of the promo codes are save my freedom. All right. So let's go over to the 5-point plan. Oh, no. We're going to go back to I got to show you Leslie's stuff first. So here is, and I'm going to bring back Ray. So this is Leslie at the Board of Supervisors, because again, this is about holding these people accountable. And notice Denise wasn't talking about elections. She was talking about something they were doing in the medical arena with the HIPAA laws or exploiting information or just whatever else that they have too much control over. So it's every category. We're not even talking to school boards today. So play Leslie, video number 2, please.
So this is just formality coming up and talking to you guys. Like you said, you had already made the decision. And so I'm just here to put it on record. When you pass these things, you're affecting people's lives deeply. You guys are being part of the World Economic Forum. When you guys pass this kind of stuff, you're being part of ushering in the 15-minute cities. You're being part of bringing illegal immigrants and putting them in positions that they don't need to be in. Another New World Order policy that you guys are going to push right on through. We already know you've got your minds made up. So I'll not waste any more time. We do know that you didn't want us to talk about these things because you didn't post the agenda until 8:20 yesterday. Normally, they're posted by Friday. That's so that we can't study things out and be prepared for this meeting. We are prepared for this meeting. You know, we could get up here and several people could keep repeating that to you and repeating that to you, repeating that to you, repeating that to you, repeating that to you. And I'm probably going to hear from little Miss Lady Lawyer over there, don't repeat things. Well, in fact, the Constitution tells me I can. If you can't handle it, we'll be more than happy for you to resign because you've already made up your mind. You don't even need speakers to come. Like you said at the last Board of Supervisors meeting, you said, we don't even need to do this in front of you. We're just trying to be transparent. No, you're just trying to be obvious. You're not transparent. If you were transparent, you'd make sure that you get these agenda items out promptly rather than trying to hold up to the very last second so you fall within the 24-hour period.
Yeah, that's your Board of Supervisors. That's how they treat you. That's how they treat all of us because, again, we don't and haven't held them accountable. Ray, comment on that, and then I want to talk about Daniel's case to show you how the courts are actually screwing you and not giving a care in the world because they just love to take away your rights and freedoms too.
You know, it's so funny because it's just talking points to them. You know, they say things that are very important to them, or they say that they're important to them. When I was there to speak just at the last Board of Supervisor meeting, I personally invited Thomas Galvin, who's part of my district, and he's actually one of my PCs. And I asked him, I said, it's nice to finally meet you. Over the last 18 or 20 times that we've had meetings, you and your wife have never shown up, your PCs. You say how important it is to be involved, but yet I haven't seen you. So I'm inviting you again. I'm giving you a personal invitation to come to our next meeting. And guess what? The next meeting came and went. But I did want to bring out one point. You know, so many people are in fear of hot mics, which is what just happened at the last break. But you know what? We never worry about you, because not only are you professional, but you are completely sincere. And we appreciate that so much, because you would never do something off mic that you wouldn't do on mic. So we appreciate that. And you know what? Things like this come out. We're probably going to edit this out for people in the future. But there was a little hot mic issue, and we were just talking about things and prepping for the show. And what are we going to talk about next? You never have to worry about a hot mic when it comes to Michelle.
Oh, thank you, Ray. Yeah, we were just giving the insight on part number four, so that we gave him a little teaser. All right, so here what I want you to do, because you see how the Board of Supervisors treat you, and you've seen that along. Interesting thing about Galvin, it was two or three meetings ago, he was bragging that he was a PC. Okay, so this man, I have the clip, and I'll grab it, and I'll put it on the Rumble, and we'll play it the next show. I'll pop that into the one that I'm going to put with the cease and desist that we want people to sign and get notarized. So he's bragging that he's a PC. Ray just told you, raised his chair, LD8. The guy's never come to a meeting in like 2 years.
Listen,
okay? This is these people, okay? Well, this has got to end, guys, but it's only going to end if you hold them accountable and make it end.
I'm sure he's a really nice person.
Oh,
I'm,
I don't care about that.
The point is that if you're going to be bragging about being part, you want to make sure that you are part. Don't brag for something that doesn't exist. And I personally called his office a minimum of three times, gave him a personal invitation and another personal invitation last time. So, I mean, I don't know, maybe he has some other things to do that are more important. If that's the case, then don't be a PC. I mean, you got to be involved.
He volunteered to do a job and doesn't show up, but brags about being a PC. All right, that's it. You get it. Okay, this is their MO. It's got to stop. All right, so I want to give you an update because I'm watching the clock. I want to give you an update on Daniel Wood's court case so you can understand how corrupt the courts are, okay? This is going to show you how bad this court system is, right? Whether they rubber stamp stuff, they don't care. And you know this is a very controversial court case because Daniel filed in the common law court. So pop-up graphic number 29, okay? The graphic 29 is going to show you the court case docket, all right? Now, I put the highlights in there, took the time today. Now, on the 19th of October, the courts would not let them file their writ of contempt of the Arizona United States Constitution supersedis, which is basically that the government needs to cease and desist doing anything further because they don't have the authority to be in the positions. Because again, remember, they didn't take the correct oath. We showed you the attorneys were there. I mean, it was just unbelievable, the story. I mean, we already told you that story on the episode that we did. So then Daniel and Joseph came on and we did a special show, which was episode 196, which you guys need to watch that. And then during the show, look what they did, 10/20, that was last Friday. They filed a document to dismiss the case. Well, the attorney, the actual judge that signed it wasn't authorized to be on the case because he was removed. He was the original judge. Remember, there's been four judges on this court case because nobody wants to touch it. Nobody wants to put their name on it. So he signed it. So what's interesting is that Daniel did a live on 10/24. Now look at the date on the top, 10/25. So on 10/24, he was talking about the judge, how they didn't have authorization because they're not a part of the court case anymore. And you just can't dismiss a case like that. So then all of a sudden the next day, boom, if you look on the 25th, what happens? They reassign the case. Okay, when have you ever heard that they dismiss a case and then put the case back in and they were like, oh, we made a clerical mistake. Okay, there's even more to the story, but that's enough for you guys to realize how ridiculous your court system is. because they don't want this. They need this case to go away, but they have no authorization to even address the case because they don't have authorization to even be in their roles as judges because they never took the right oath. Now, I want to talk about the oath for a second. Pop up graphic number 30. This is a cool story. This goes back to that treasure trove that I stumbled across last week. So pull up number 30. Now, number 30, and then Ray's going to come on comment on this too because he gets it. So this is an original book that contains, it's called The Laws of the United States of America. It has the Constitution in there and the first three acts of Congress meetings that they had. Now, the very first act of Congress, which we've shown you guys, which is the oath that they are supposed to take. And if they don't take this oath, which Daniel and his team has tracked back to the early 1930s is the last time anyone took this. Anybody that works for the government has no authorization to be in their roles. That's part of their court case. That's part of the subpoenas. Now, if you go to the website, AZ Saves America, we're going to show you that. All the court case documents are on there. So this is a book that I had in my hands, and I couldn't believe that this was in their, location. It was in their location, and it was sitting on the shelf, like on display. So I said, you have the book with the oath. He goes, you know what that is? I know the oath. So it is the oath. This book is from 1796, and if you could look, I didn't want to highlight it because I wanted you to see the original page. This is the acts passed at the first session of the first Congress of the United States of America, and I'm going to take the oath. Now, if you look on there, it shows that the S's are actually F's, okay? So they're not S, they're not F's, but when they did the reprint of this in the PDF that they show from the Library of Commerce, they use the S's, but this is the original book. This is an original book that has those in there from 1796. And I actually held this in my hand and then I raised my hand to take the oath. And I said, I, Michelle Frances Swinnick, do solemnly swear or affirm as the case may be that I will support the Constitution of the United States. So I took the original oath with the original book. All right, bring on Ray. It's cool, huh?
That is so cool.
That really cool?
That's amazing. You know, the founding fathers believed that the foundation of an oath was more in being in fear of God than in fear of the actual oath, which is so very important because when we take an oath, we just say, yeah, whatever. Well, there's a maxim of law. We talked about that. Maxim of law 84A says there is no stronger link or bond between men than an oath. And it's so very important that we understand that when you take an oath, that is your bond. You know, it's tradition here. We'll shake hands on it. Hey, let's shake hands on it. That's our bond. That's our oath. But when you actually swear in the sight of God and having that more the fear of God than the actual following of the oath, that's so very, very important.
All right, so we've got 6 minutes left. I need to get through the five-point plan. This is the five-point pray, plan, take action strategy to take back Arizona, America, and your unconstitutional elections. This is, if we all get behind this country nationwide, you're going to do it here in Arizona. You're going to help us in Arizona. And you can do some of these in your own states, and you can do this nationwide. We've made it easy, and it's very clear. So a lot of the stuff's on the websites, a lot of the stuff's in the Take Action Toolkits. So I don't have a graphic yet because I haven't made a graphic yet. And you know, look at my graphics. They're Fisher Pricey anyway. So this is
and I'm gonna put this.
It's fun to do. It's totally fun.
Because it's more fun than a ride at the state fair. I'm telling you, this is amazing.
Okay. All right, here we go. So this is the number one. Number one, everybody. Money. Okay. You're going to cut off these people and you're going to ask for your donations back because what is it? It's rabbit season. It is duck season and it is campaign season. That means it's begging for donation seasons. Not to mention not one single person in the whole country that is in office has been actually doing an investigation into the election of 2020 or 2022 and standing firm and actually coming up with a solution in order to resolve and fix the election system because they're all running in races. And they have no idea how our elections operate. There's not one person in this country that's on our side, quote, on our side, that knows how to do that. Because if they haven't investigated, they have no idea. So, again, you're taking election strategy advice from people who don't understand how the system operates. That's the dumbest thing. That is like actually having an electrical problem in your house where the power is out and the box on the side of the house is short circuiting. You call the plumber and you're wondering why he can't fix it. And then next thing you know, what happens? Everybody gets electrocuted. That's what you're doing when you're taking advice from people that have never investigated elections, but have been in elections for years, have raised millions of dollars, grifted, liars, grifters, and frauds, oh my. So it's the candidates, the politicians. I've got to list the thing first, right? I got to list the thing, and then because I'm watching the clock, I always go over because I don't have time to practice. So candidates, politicians, the PACs, the political organizations and group, any person that has used the phrase election integrity to raise money or provides any election strategies over the past 3 years, especially ballot chasing, you are not going to give them any money because they have betrayed you, and they have betrayed the country by the fact that they know that they can't even win these races if they haven't already won the races because they are not the chosen ones, and you're going to ask for your money back. All right, keep it on the clock because we got to get through the other ones quick.
Just very, very quickly, a lot of people want to send money. They said, I need to send money somewhere. That's the only thing I can do. If you're going to send any money and you want to send some money, send it directly to Michelle because she's been putting boots on the ground. She's been out there. She's been investing her time, her effort, her livelihood to go out there, and she's not expected anything from anybody. So if you feel that you need to send some money, Michelle, where do they send it directly to you?
Well, and I appreciate that because what we're going to do with the money is we're going to hire virtual assistants, people that can do the social media, that can help us get the plans out, that can do the postings, that can do the graphics, that can reach out to the groups, that can reach out to do marketing, and they can actually go ahead and contact these grassroots groups, the three of them that maybe that are out there that will work with us because they actually see what needs to be done, and media, and get booked on shows and actually get all these people there. I can't do this by myself. There's not enough time in the day for me to even spend time to finish doing the investigation stuff to bring you guys the information on what really happened November 8th. So I need the help. I'm going to use the funds to do that. You can go to the Substack. So it's $10 a month or $99.99 for the year. And then instead of doing the $199 over there because they take 10%, go to givesendgo.com/savemyfreedom.us. You're going to get all the same benefits. And trust me, once I have the help, we can do all the other things that we used to do, which is getting people to work together and networking so you can make money while you're working with us. This is not a donation. It's literally an investment. It's saving the country at this point. All right. Thank you, Ray. It really is. It's a gift. It is a necessity. All right. Number two, and I'm going to go through them real quick. You need to hold them accountable, right? You're holding these people accountable, your legislators, your administrators all over the country. But if we focus on Arizona, because there's so much stuff here, so much stuff brewing, we've made it easy. So you're going to go over to savemyfreedom.us. The first tab is ban the machines. Remember, it's about banning the machines and taking back your unconstitutional elections. And I'm looking at the clock. I'm going to rip through this, Ray. So then not only you're going to email, you're going to text, you're going to phone call, you're going to show up at the meetings, you're going to go to the board of supervisors meetings, you're going to give your 2-minute speeches, you're going to go to the meetings that they're having, you're going to go to the speaking engagements that they are at, and you're going to ask them questions, every single person, every single moment, and you're going to be posting on social media, you're going to tag them on social media and hold them accountable for all this stuff. We made it easy. So when you go to that first tab where it says ban the machines, it's going to take you to AZ Saves America. So AZ Saves America, and that's the one-click email campaigns. So they're focusing on Arizona, but everybody in the country can do it because we need the numbers, right? 500 a day? No, we need 500,000 a day. Clicking on it takes less than 2 minutes. It's banning the machines in Arizona. This goes to the 215 legislators, right? The turds and administrators in the whole state. And then we're going to back it up with the in-person stuff. We're going to back it up with the accountability. But if we can get the 500,000, right, or 5 million, that would be awesome. The second one is to investigate the elections in Arizona. I already did that, but I want to hold them accountable for doing their jobs and grifting all the money from you. And then Daniel's court case is on there. So you've got Daniel's court case, all the remonstrance. So you could still sign those. He's going to include those in the court case because you saw it. Yes, they rebrought it back, which they never had the legal authority to dismiss it in the first place. So you can become a part of it. So you need to read this information. All those documents about the court case, everything he's filed is on the tab that says court case. Click on that. And then I also put the episode 196 there so you can get the explanation of Daniel and Joseph telling you everything to bring you up to speed because you need to know what these documents say. They're very easy to read because they are in English. They are not in legalese. It's going to also give you the talking points, and it expresses the grievances for you so you can understand how your elections are so unconstitutional. Right. And then the fourth one, real quick, is going to be citizens grand juries, because we're going to form them and we're going to focus on Cochise County. I want the country focusing on Cochise. If you got a friend in Cochise, you call them. You say, you better get on board with this. We only need 628 people to convene a citizen grand jury. And there's a lot of stuff happening in a Cochise. So we're going to focus on that next. And the last one is you're going to appoint the electors for the president and the vice president for the 2024 nominee for the Republican Party. There's 308 electoral votes up for grabs right now on Republican-held majority states. Ray, how many numbers do you need to win as a president of the United States on the Electoral College?
You need, I don't know.
I think it's 270. So what happens then? That means you get 308 votes for whoever's going to be the nominee. It's probably going to be Trump. And if you don't do it, Trump automatically loses, drop the mic. And guess what? Your legislators don't even have to be in session. They can go meet at a demonic Starbucks and actually write on a piece of paper. It'd probably be better if they met in a church. Go ahead and write the stuff on a piece of paper, submit it, and if they can appoint those legislators, and it'll be the most powerful move that can ever be done in this country at this point. And then we'll take care of the machines with you guys. But that is something that can be done. It needs to be done. You're going to hold these people accountable. All this information is going to be in the Substack post that I'm going to make. Going to be the Take Action Toolkit for the 5-point pray, plan, take action strategy to take back Arizona, America, and your unconstitutional elections. I'm going to do that on Sunday. So you're going to subscribe to SaveMyFreedom.us. Where is my handy dandy expensive sign? SaveMyFreedom.us. SaveMyFreedom.us. And we need everybody's help in the country. Ray, go ahead, close it out.
Michelle, you got to play the video of Hillary Clinton not wanting you to do number 5. Did you see that?
I saw it once before, but I'll go ahead and I'll put that on the Rumble and I'll put it in the Take Action Toolkit and we will get that out there.
Hillary Clinton is telling everybody, don't do number 5 because it will wreck the entire country. It will take away our democracy. We're not a democracy. It'll take this away. And if she's so worried about this, maybe it's something we should be doing.
Yeah. She's the type of person that would tell you, those who vote decide nothing, but those who count the votes decide everything. And boy, that is true. People, remember, you are not a part of the process. The entire election system is fundamentally designed to control the outcomes. You are not a part of the outcomes. You're not part of the decisions. You're not part of the process. You're not part of the party. So take back your unconstitutional elections. Join us here in Arizona. And lots of stuff coming at you this weekend. Make sure you subscribe. I know that I was supposed to slow down, but it's impossible for me to. So SaveMyFreedom.us, guys. I'm telling you. I can't do this alone, and we're bringing us on as many people as we can to help out. But again, go over to and subscribe. But if you can upgrade to the paid, $10, $9.99 a year. But if I can get 50 people per month to do the $1.99, which is over on the Save My Freedom on the Give Send Go, 50 different people, one-time fee, you're going to be permanently getting all this information and being part of the foundation of all this to save the country, take back the country. Just 50 people a month, and then I can pay for all that stuff that we need because we need the help. Volunteers can only do so much. All right, you got a lot of homework. You better get on the battlefield. Make this decision. I'm telling you, Arizona might be the most demonic state ever created on the planet, the flat earth planet. But I can tell you right now, all the solutions are here. The Declaration of Independence, the original copy, one of the original copies is here in Arizona, in Mayor Corruption County for a reason. All the power is here. Episode 175 is going to tell you all the horrible things about Arizona, plus the election stuff. But the solution is literally coming from Arizona. We just need the help of the country. All right, everybody, have a great weekend. SaveMyFreedom.us.